It's tragic, you know, some of the things that you go through, you know, like I was telling you, Dad comes into the bed and says, "Ain't goodbye, it's so long." And, you know, drinking, how he drank. You know, he was a good man. He could have went to work for, you know, Ingersoll Rand in South America. But the bottle got him, and he was 51 years old when he died. And the doctor told him, he said, they called him Shorty. He called him, "Shorty, you'll live to be 100 if you quit drinking." Well, who wants to live to be 100? You know? How do you think about that? And then, you know, a different things. It's things that happened in the family, you know, and we split up and, you know, Dad ornery, and but he never hit nobody. He just ornery. In fact, let's see, how old would I have been then? Well, I was in grade school anyway, but Walkerville used to have a fireman's picnic. They used to have it out at the lowlands. My dad was quite a rock worker, built on rock walls and fancy stuff like that around the house down there. And he built this cold storage unit, sunk into the ground, and then a little door on it. It was, you didn't have, you know, there was no refrigerator. So you had the iceman bring you a big pack of ice. But we went to that picnic, and he got drunk. Damn good and drunk, because boy, when he got home, the next day he was laying on the couch, sobering up. And I, you know, and I'm not very old, because he died when I was 11, so I had to be, you know, young. And I said, "How do you feel?" And I went out in that outside storage. And when I was out in the lowlands at the picnic, I got a quart of beer. And I brought that home and I put it in that cold storage. Well, then when I see he was so sick, you know, I went out and got that beer and gave it to him. I mean, here's a kid, you know, 8, 9 years old that, you know, bartending.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it, but you feel sorry for him, you know. I guess.
And he drank it?
You bet. Wouldn't you if you had a hangover?